Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Entrepreneurship Stress Kills Dreams, Three Ways Out. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a question that might surprise you. Is entrepreneurship inherently stressful? Studies reveal that 72% of entrepreneurs report serious mental health concerns, yet most of us treat stress like a badge of honor. We wear our sleepless nights and constant anxiety as proof of our dedication. Today, I'm here to tell you why this mindset is quietly killing businesses before they ever reach their potential. Let's start with the most dangerous myth in entrepreneurship. The idea of good stress. We've romanticized stress as if it's fuel for success. But here's what the science tells us. Chronic stress actually impairs your decision-making abilities and crushes creativity. There's a profound difference between productive pressure that motivates action and destructive overwhelm that paralyzes progress. Your business doesn't need a burnt-out leader running on fumes. It needs someone who can think clearly, innovate consistently, and lead with confidence. But here's what most entrepreneurs don't realize. Stress isn't just hurting you, it's devastating your business. Research shows that stressed entrepreneurs make 40% more poor financial decisions. When you're operating from anxiety, your team mirrors that energy, productivity plummets, and customer relationships suffer from reactive decision-making. Stress creates the exact opposite conditions of what actually builds successful companies. Let me share Sarah's story. She founded a tech startup and worked 80-hour weeks for 2 years straight. She lost three key employees, missed a major partnership opportunity, and watched her revenue stall at $200,000 while competitors surged ahead. After implementing proper stress management strategies, she landed a $2 million contract within 6 months. Her words still stick with me. I thought I was being dedicated, but I was being destructive. Here's the truth about high-performing entrepreneurs. They understand that sustainable growth requires sustainable habits. They schedule non-negotiable downtime like they would client meetings. They treat stress as valuable data about what needs attention, not as a permanent state of being. So here's your next step. Tonight, write down the three biggest stressors in your business this week. Pick one and either delegate it, eliminate it, or schedule dedicated time to solve it. Repeat this process weekly until stress becomes your advisor, not your boss. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.